Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva-Dharma-Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Dapopsanam about Chong'an, or the correct view. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Dapopsanam, 10,027 November 22, 2019, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Chong'an, which is the correct view and right eyes, are actually Buddha's eyes. In order to attain clear eyes, we must practice sincerely to find and realize the truth and become a Buddha ourselves. On the other hand, unclear eyes signify being obscured by karma and ignorant concepts. Then, despite being able to see, this blurred view will prevent anything from being seen except ignorant concepts, which in turn lead to an ignorant direction. Thinking that this confused and ignorant direction is correct, going up that path brings nothing but suffering. It is therefore obvious that taking refuge in the three jewels of Buddha, the Absolute, the Truth, Dharma and Sangha, makes the eyes clear so that everything is seen correctly, which means that this treasure of Chong'an can be attained. After attaining Chong'an, we actually are truly caring for ourselves and being able to guide others. We immediately put this new vision into action so as to benefit ourselves. However, those who have not attained Chong'an and are not clear will wrongly perceive the correct medicine for health as poison due to the confused thinking. Still yet, they try and take the medicine. When the body is somehow uncomfortable, they doubt the medicine which is given by a Buddha and Bodhisattva, even blaming the medicine for causing them discomfort, thus creating unclear doubting and negativity for the self. Hence, the truth is that Buddha and Bodhisattvas always attain the law of cause and effect, the law of the universe and the law of dependent origination. When we comprehend all of them, we never do anything to make others suffer, but only to benefit them. We also wish for others to live like Buddha and simultaneously help them to realize that they actually are also the owners of the world. So we always teach and guide them. The reason is that all sentient beings and especially human beings are precious. We should also realize that all of us are actually the owners of the world. We must therefore understand that all individuals are actually Buddha themselves. Hence, the teaching of Buddha is to regard others as precious Buddhas and teach them that they are the owners of the world. We not only help them to realize this, but at the same time to live life like Buddha and as the true owners of the world. Those who have not yet attained the correct eye, which is Chong'an, then, regardless of listening to this precious teaching, will use it in a negative way. Thus, they erroneously think of themselves already as Buddha and as the owners of the world. Hence, instead of acting like true owners, they use their minds as sentient beings, immersed in actions of sentient beings, thus accumulating negative karma and causing others to suffer. To illustrate, they do not take the medicine that is good for them, but instead take medicine that is harmful, thus making themselves suffer. Simultaneously, even while consuming it, there are doubts about its efficacy. To do so is an indication of ignorance. It is hence very important for all of you to reach enlightenment and attain the Chong'an. Thank you very much, Chikwang Dapopsanam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsonim. I wish you a happy, 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 happy and nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.